But we must leave the pin, for it is the pin itself that holds the parts together. Pins are made of many sizes, and are either black or white in colour. They are prepared for sale by being pushed through paper which has been crimped in a machine. White pins are often covered with tin, and black ones with black paint. Let us rub a pin on a stone, and soon we shall rub off the outside coating, then we shall find that the pin itself is made of yellow brass wire. Pins are now made by machinery, and they have solid heads. 30 years ago they were made by hand, and the head of which was made of a small bit of thin brass wire coiled round the shank. Brass pins have been in use in Britain for about 400 years. Before that time, large pins made of bone, ivory or wood were used. Both needles and pins are small things. They're very cheap, but that is no reason why we should waste them. A careful child will pick up and will place in a pincushion any needles or pins that may be found lying about. It is wrong to waste these useful things. If they are left lying about, they may do harm by sticking into some person's finger or foot.